Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
Good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm sitting outside in the sun, and there you go.
Well, you're not here in Port Huron yet because it's rainy here, so you're in a better place than we are. This band, by the way, has taken you all over the country, all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes, correct. Correct. It's been quite a trip for the last 13 years.
How did this start for you?
You know, it was more of a, you know, I kind of make fun of it, like a midlife crisis kind of situation. You know, I've been being a professional musician for 40, 50 years, working with everybody coming through Toronto. I decided to put something together for fun, actually, just to have some fun with my favorite music. And it was meant to be, you know, the odd thing here and there in Toronto. But it took off like crazy. You know, so I'm the type of guy that runs with the ball. So I've been running with the ball for 13 years now. And wherever it brings me, I go.
You've got a fantastic,
you know, I love a challenge.
You've got a fantastic band, Tony, because, I mean, they really do sound like the real deal. I mean, this is a good, tight band.
That was the whole idea. Note for note, needle drop, as they say. Right? And I knew the right guys to hire, because I've been working with these guys for decades. And we all had a common love for this music, and nobody was doing it in our area. So I figured, okay, let's do it. Let's have some fun. And here we are.
Well, and you are having some fun. And you get a chance to connect with audiences that really appreciate this music, too, don't you?
Correct. That's it's a love affair between all of us in that room for those couple of hours. You know, it's a bit of a trip back in our youth, basically, the 70s and 80s. And it's a great trip. Actually, love it.
It's a band that really has had a lot of different eras. I mean, you know, when you hear a Chicago song, that's the music of Chicago. But really, I mean, when you think about the different eras of this band, I mean, there's a big catalog of music here.
Huge. You know, like 30, 40 albums, big hits in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And we touch on all of the eras, actually. To be honest with you, we hit them all. So no one gets disappointed.
It's
covers the generations, my friend.
Well, absolutely. And that's got to be fun, too, when you've got an audience of people that remember and were listening to Chicago, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s. And they're there with their kids, maybe their grandkids even.
Oh, yeah. We see a lot of young people at these concerts, too. So there's generations. Definitely our vintage, though, you know, coming from the 70s, it's still my favorite memory, you know, is the early 70s and the first couple of albums. Very striking for my career and influential albums and songs, you know, got me going. And here I am.
And, yeah, I mean, you're living the dream, aren't you?
I am living the dream. It's great, you know. Chicago is aware of us. They love us. And they even took my lead singer. So their lead singer now is our old lead singer.
Oh, no kidding.
Who was in our band for 8 years. Yeah, he was 8 years in our band. And now Neil sings for Chicago, you know.
That's amazing.
That's amazing. Farm team. We're a farm team.
I guess so. You know, that you answered my next question, because I was going to ask if Chicago was aware of you, if they approved of you, because that's always a fun thing when you've got a tribute band. You know, does the original act know about them? And obviously, in this case, they do, and they like what you're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. I love it, actually. And we've met them, and it's all good. You know, they tour quite a bit, and we have tremendous respect for what they do, and that music category, I mean, that catalog is just massive. Some of the best stuff ever written, in my opinion, to this day. It still holds up.
Well, it does.
People do think that during the concerts, they come out thinking, oh, I forgot about all those great songs.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, sitting here, you know, you can think of two or three great Chicago songs, but then when you sit there for a couple hours and you hear all that music, you kind of forget about them. Brass Transit, the name of the band. You guys are going to be at the McMoran Theater here in Port Huron at 7 o'clock this Saturday night. I know you're going to have a great turnout, a great crowd. You've been here before, and people here love you, Tony.
Yes.
So.
Yes. We're looking forward to it. Absolutely. Big time.
Enjoy that sunshine there.
Have a little meet and greet afterwards and shake some hands.
That's fantastic. We look forward to it. Tony, have safe travels. We'll see you Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Take care. And bye-bye.